mighty challenge.
Mick in Bamboka is our first caller. You're in the car, Mick. Hello.
How are you going? Yeah. It's free.
Good. What have you been up to? Where are you driving?
I'm just coming home from the Cooma Rodeo.
Oh, all right. Was it good? Were you a participant or a spectator?
My son was, but there was lots of spectators there. It was a great night.
Yeah? How'd your son do?
He did well.
Excellent. All right, what would you like? Country Roads, GGs, That Was the Week That Was, the Royal Australian Mint's 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins, or Baby's First Words?
I have to say I'm not a real fan of any of these. I'll go Country Roads, please.
Country Roads, very well. Question one. The B1 links Aachen and Kerstringkurz in which country?
It's not Australia. Germany.
Germany is correct. Very nicely done, Mick. Would you like to stay in Country Roads?
I will, thanks.
Okay, question two. Ruta 40 links Punta Leola to La Quiaca in which South American country?
Brazil.
It is not Brazil. I'm sorry, Mick. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for kicking us off tonight. Please stay safe on the rest of your rest of your ride home there.
Just pulling into the driveway. Thank you.
Perfect timing. Thanks a lot, Mick. Right. Who do we have next? Frank from Avondale Heights. Good evening, Frank.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're in the category of country roads. It is question two. Ruta 40 links Punta Leola to La Quiaca in which South American country, and it is not Brazil?
I was going to guess Brazil. Mexico.
It is not Mexico either, I'm afraid.
Thank you.
Oh, well, you've ruled that one out. Thanks, Frank. John from Ashfield in Sydney, good evening to you.
Oh, how are you, Suzanne? How are you going?
Yeah, doing very well, John. How are you keeping? Thanks.
Oh, pretty good, thank you. Even though it's a couple of weeks into the new year, all the very best for the new year.
And nice
to have you back on the radio.
Thanks, John. Any idea where this Ruta 40 is?
I'll be guessing probably Argentina.
It is Argentina.
Oh.
Yay! Well done. Yeah. Frank in Mount Evelyn had it, so did Bernadette. Nicely guessed.
Yeah, yes, I'm being up to speed. I was talking to Bern about a couple of weeks ago, and my previous best was two in a row. But I got my previous best is six now.
Whoa! That's a huge leap.
I thought it was on me way to like a fridge magnet, but I thought I was some smart about the seventh question. So Anyway, so near yet so far.
That's good. Well, let's get to seven by the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, we hope.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, anything's possible if we only pick the right category and have the right questions, right, John?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to stay in Country Roads? Or you could try GG's, Baby's First Words, That Was the Week That Was, or the Royal Australian Mint's 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins.
I might stick in Country Roads. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay. Question three for you. In which European country could you drive the N52 from RD to Boris O'Kane?
I don't know, probably France.
It is not France.
Oh okay.
All right, well, not to be tonight, John, but look, we've it's only January, so we've got all year to up it again.
11 months to go.
Yeah, all right. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. George in Fremantle. Oh, Ah, what's going on, George? Trying to... No, there you are. I've clicked you. Hey, George, how are you doing?
Not too badly, thank you. I'm just watching the tennis. It's quite intriguing.
I tell you what, anyone who's been glued to those two matches has had a very long day on the couch, haven't they?
I reckon.
did you watch the Zverev, Alcaraz match?
I watched a reasonable amount, but yeah, it was funny because Zverev seemed to lose the plot just, you know, towards the end.
Yeah.
And you could see that the Spaniard was getting back into it. It was sort of, I don't know, it just felt like he wasn't quite with it. It was a bit of an incident that happened, and I can't remember now what it was. But
I think he was getting upset when Alcaraz got some medical time out for the cramp.
Yeah, that's right, It was that, there for this cramp that he was getting, so... it's just like a turning point, and you could see after that he just wasn't quite in it. But anyway, and this one's pretty much the same.
I know, this one's going all topsy-turvy. So that's the Djokovic-Sinner match. Yeah, I've got it on here in the studio too, George. All right, well, I know, let's see what happens while you're answering questions. We are on question three. In which European country could you drive the N52 from RD to Boris O'Kane?
Gee, I can hardly hear what you're saying. So anyway, look, would you say N52?
Correct.
N52.
From RD to Boris O'Kane.
RD. Look, I have no idea, but I'll say France.
Oh, we've already had France.
I have, so N. Let's say Spain.
It is not Spain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, George. We'll let you get back to the tennis.
No problem. Thanks, okay. Susan.
See ya. Yeah, Jane from Homebush, you have the correct answer. You had Argentina too, Jane. This is a category that's suiting you well by the sounds of it. All right. So it is not France. It is not Spain. Where could you drive the N52 from RD to Boris O'Kane? 1-300-800-222 is the number to call. Adam James in Melbourne. Hello, Adam James.
Ah, good evening.
Evening. Any idea which country this is?
I have less than no idea, so I'll have to take a guess, a wild guess.
All right. So it's a European country. It is not France or Spain.
Well, that narrows it down.
A lot, doesn't it?
Can I say hi to Margaret in WA? And can I have a guess at, we'll stay Iberian, I'll say Portugal.
No, not Iberian, not Portugal.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much. 1-300-800-222. Raish and Di and Mandra, you have now joined the ranks of those who have the correct answer. Vando's on the road. Hey, Vando.
Oh, g'day, Susanna. How are you?
Well, you got a horn for us, or is it quiet time?
There you go.
Thank you.
It's all right, I'm on the wireless. Right, I just let them know.
All right. Now, have you ever driven the N52?
Oh, I have, as a matter of fact.
Have you?
I was staying in Carrickmacross there, not last year, year before. Yeah. So it's in Ireland.
It's in Ireland. Sorry, you were in Ireland, and you drove this road because what bigger places does it take you between?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I just know that RD was close to Carrickmacross, which is where we had a B&B. And then, we stayed in I don't know, there was a castle on the way to Mullamore. And it was older than Australia, you know, like it was one of those places that's 500 years old or something. It was terrific. It was terrific. Yeah, it was really good.
Fantastic.
Anyway, I liked Europe. Yeah.
All right, so Ireland was the correct answer. Now, Vando, you can stay in country roads, you can try GG's, that was the week that was, Baby's First Words, or the Royal Australian Means 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins.
Suzanne, this at the front, we'll go for GG's, please.
Ooh, GG's. All right.
Well, it's that or the $1 coins with an alphabetical sort of, let's go for GG's.
I mean, I want to get rid of that category so I can stop saying it because it is a mouthful. But anyway, question four. Which Hollywood star was born on the 18th of September 1905 in Stockholm?
Would it be Greta Garbo?
It would be Greta Garbo.
Oh, How good's that for GG? There you go. Vando's got two.
What's your PB, Vando?
Oh, I think I've got 4-1. Oh, yeah, 4 with Tav there the other week, but they were easy questions.
Mm.
And with you or one of who fills in for you, I might have got 3 or 4.
Okay.
Yeah, not many. No, actually heaps. Yeah, there you go. I'm winning Trivial Pursuit here.
Well done, Diane Mandra. You also had that very quickly on the SMS. Question 5. Who wrote the novels The Power and the Glory and The End of the Affair?
Oh, goodness gracious. Jan, it's obviously a GG. I've heard of the first one. What was the first one again? Sorry, Susanna?
The Power and the Glory.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, no. Power and the Glory sounds like a Wilbur Smith, doesn't it? But his name's got GG. No, I've got nothing, Susanna. I have to bow out, I'm afraid.
Look, 2 is a valiant effort, Vando.
It is a valiant effort, and what a terrific motor vehicle. So thank you, Susanna.
See you, Vando.
All right.
Signing off. Thanks so much. Bernadette, Adrian and Diana all know who this particular author is. Right. Kylie from Daysdale. Hey, Kylie.
Oh, g'day, Susanna. How are you? How was your Christmas and your New Year? I hope you had a great trip overseas there and your brother's good. I hope your brother's as well as you'd be expecting. I hope your father's going well over there in Adelaide. I hope your family's well.
Oh, Kylie, well, you've covered everybody. Thank you. I hope. How was your Christmas? Have you been travelling around very much?
Very quiet at the moment. I've just had the heat wave for the last week and had strong winds, but the emergency services on the ABC have been outstanding during the summer. I've got one more day left of this heat and it's all gone.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, Kylie, we're on question 5. Who wrote the novels The Power and the Glory and The End of the Affair? And we're in the category of GGs.
I'll pass that on. Have a nice week and I'll ring you next week.
All right. Talk to you then, Kylie. Bye. Trevor from Croydon Park.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Oh, thanks. A song. I like it.
Okay.
Who's the author?
Graham Greene.
Graham Greene is the man that we are looking for, yeah. Trevor.
I'm sorry to hear that this person mentioned that your dad's not well.
Oh, no, he's fine.
I've got a bit of a semi-personal question. Was your dad a senator from South Australia?
No, he wasn't. But we used to get phone calls at the house sometimes. Asking if that was the home of the senator from South Australia.
Right.
But no. No, my dad's fine. I think Kylie was just wishing him general good health.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Now, what do you want to do next? GGs, country roads, that was the week that was. The coins or baby's first words?
I'll try sitting on the GG and hope I don't get fucked up.
Very good. Very, very good. Question 6. Which Israeli actress plays Wonder Woman in the DC Cinematic Universe?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot is the person that we are looking for, Trevor.
It's Gadot because it's Hebrew.
Oh, so you say the T.
There's a definite written character at the end of the name. It sort of looks French, so people say Gadot, but...
Oh, there you are. Well, I stand corrected. I thought that's what I'd heard, but, Trevor, yeah. I will accede to your wisdom. More GGs for you?
Yeah.
All right, this is an easy one. Which Australian author wrote the 1970 book The Female Eunuch?
Germaine Greer
is correct. And you want to finish the GGs off for us?
I think so.
Question 8. Which American composer wrote the opera Porgy and Bess?
George Gershwin
is correct.
Well, not completely. His brother Ira helped him, but
Well, you very efficiently finished the GGs off for us. You did not get bucked off, Trevor, but it's the end of that particular ride. So where would you like to go now?
Yes, could you repeat the...
I will.
No need to repeat the Australian coins one, but could you repeat the other?
I can. It's Country Roads, Baby's First Words, and that was the week that was, and the coins.
Country Roads, take me home.
You want that one?
Yeah.
Okay, 9. The Stelvio Pass Road. The Stelvio Pass Road links Stelvio and Bormio in which European country?
I guess Italy.
Italia is correct. Well done, Trevor. And question 10. In which country could you drive Highway 1 from Victoria to Kicking Horse Pass?
Country, full country. Canada.
Canada?
I think...
As I like to call it.
Canada, yeah.
I've always thought...
We've got to have Canada.
I've always thought, if they come from Canada, shouldn't we call them Canadians? They should be called Canada and we call them Canadians, or they should be Canada and we call them Canadians.
Ooh.
It's just a little flight of fancy that I've taken in my mind a few times.
Right to the High Commission and ask them.
Yeah, Adrian from Bella Vista, well done. You had Canada. Elizabeth, Bernadette and Di all came in very fast with Italy. Oh, and so did you, Tana, as well. Right, Trevor, goodness me. You're like heading for a black magnet any moment, the rate you're going here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's next?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's not going to be.
No, we're done. That's the end of the country roads.
Country roads. And so apart from the alphabetical coins, what's the other one?
That was the week that was, and we also have baby's first words.
Just out of curiosity, I'll probably get absolutely nowhere with it. But I'll say, if baby's first words.
Baby's first words. Question 11. Oh, baby, baby, how was I supposed to know? Is the opening line which 1998 pop hit?
Do That to Me One More Time by Britney Spears?
Not quite. I'll let you have one more stab at that.
I've got the right person.
Well, you've nearly got it. I just need the correct name of the song.
Oh. Well, and I said, Do That to Me One More Time.
You did say, Do That to Me One More Time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, Do That to Me One More Time.
Mm. Freya, no. What do we think? I think we have to now. I think you're close enough, George. It's, Trevor. Why don't I call you George? I'm getting confused. Yes. It's baby one more time.
Don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time. I just thought, given that the category, Trevor, is baby's first words, we really need to make sure we get the baby in your answer.
You're all right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, staying in baby's first words?
Yes.
Question 12. Shadows grow so long before my eyes is the opening line of which song by Peter Frampton?
Ooh. Now, I don't think I'll muck around. Just have no clue, so I shall be on my merry way.
Well, that was a great run, Trevor. Let me just count up your final score. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 7.
Mm.
That is very respectable.
7 out of 10 ain't bad.
As Meatloaf said. All right, thanks, Trevor.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Bye. All right, Tony from Penshurst. Hello, Tony. I've been keeping you waiting a while, haven't we?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm watching tennis as well. And lovely to have you back.
Thank you very much. I haven't even looked at the tennis in the last few minutes. Oh.
It's very close.
Oh, okay.
It's going to go to 5 again.
Probably going to go to 5 if Djokovic wins this set.
Can I call him Lazarus? Because he's reincarnated from that almost dying in the previous match. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. How long? And gosh, how long's he been around now, too? I mean,
how old is he? 20 odd years. Well, he's 38.
Yeah.
He's due to retire.
Has he actually said he's due to retire?
No. I'm making him up.
No.
I am retiring. That's me.
That's right. Are you already?
I'm planning to in May, my birthday. Yeah, 63.
But have you planned what you're going to do, Tony?
I've got a bucket list and I've been practicing while I've been playing. So I've been playing a lot of golf. I've been walking a lot, so I want to do some walking tours as well.
Oh, wow. And, that sounds great.
Yeah, I'm going to do some courses to aid my holidays with my wife. So, and my bucket list is the Grand Slam tournaments of tennis and golf.
Fantastic. So have you been to the Australian Open before?
Oh, many times.
Oh, okay. So you've done that one. Have you done any of the others?
No. And it's apparently pretty hard to get into Wimbledon and you need some invite or you get a lottery ticket. I'll scan it. I'll ring a royal. Actually, speaking of royals,
yeah,
I'm watching Bridgerton as well. So that's the segue from your previous talk with Father.
Oh, Tony. All right, let's have a go at this question.
Yes.
12. Shadows grow so long before my eyes is the opening line of which song by Peter Frampton?
Baby, I love your way. Can't sing, but I might practice that one.
Yeah, you are correct. Shadows grow so long before my eyes and they're moving across the page. Suddenly the day turns into night. Yes, nicely done. Now, a few of you who had that. Yep. Adrian, Sandra, Bernadette, Nicole, Shane and Joe and Maria and Frank and Jane, who's busy humming the song now. All right. Now, what should we do next, Tony? Would you like to stay in Baby's First Words or the coined category or That Was the Week That Was?
I'm not tossing a coin. I'll go the week it was.
13. Who is the 2026 Australian of the Year?
Oh no, I've forgotten their name. It's a lady. She's a space astronaut. Oh, I've forgotten the name. I'm gonna have to bow out. I know it, but I've forgotten the name already. That's what you do when you're getting older too. So then I'm gonna have to practice memory lessons.
You are, but you have plenty of time to do that soon.
I will. Thank you. Suzanne, all right. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, Tony. That's Tony in Penshurst. And now someone who is celebrating a very special occasion.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Who are these birthday greetings for? They are for Barbara from Falconbridge, who is 80 years old. Happy birthday, Barbara.
Oh, thank you. And I promised you I would ring you.
Oh, you did. We arranged this months ago.
We did. And did you have a welcome back and did you have a lovely time?
Yes, it was a most amazing time.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Did you see the Northern Lights?
I saw the Northern Lights. I saw them.
Apparently we had them here too.
Yes, I know.
My granddaughter filmed them.
Oh, wow.
Where she lives, yeah, out from Invergarry.
What kind of colours did she get on her film?
Greens, I believe.
Yeah. I had more kind of greens and greys, the ones that I saw.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list.
A lot of people have them on the bucket list. Now, Barbara, how did you spend the day?
Well, the day's only just starting.
It's 80. You've been 80 for 30 minutes.
Yes, you're one of, And it gave me all lovely shivers up and down my spine singing happy birthday. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And so what will happen once you've been to bed and got up again?
Oh, we'll probably go out for dinner tonight.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Great.
And someone's taking me to a really nice place at Echo Point as well next weekend, so that'll be nice too. It's sort of extended this birthday.
Yeah, I think you need to have a festival of Barbara.
Yeah. How lovely. What a thought.
Oh, yeah, and that match between Djokovic and Sinner, gosh, that's about to go to the fifth set.
Oh, I thought it might go to a fifth.
Oh, gosh. I mean, anyone who bought tickets today for Rod Laver Arena has actually got their money's worth.
Well, certainly sitting there late, aren't they?
They are.
But he had pains in his chest or something, Djokovic, and I'm wondering what was going on with him.
Yeah, he looked like he was exhausted at various points, but he's still going. Anyway.
He's amazing, isn't he?
He is. Now, did you pay attention to the 2026 Australian of the Year, Barbara?
Yes. Like you said, she was an astronaut. Is it Gabby Byrne?
It is not Gabby Byrne.
I've got the name completely wrong, haven't I?
You really have. And I would have loved you to get a question right on your 80th birthday.
Oh, look, it was mostly I wanted to talk to you and welcome you back.
Oh, you're very sweet. Amanda from Newcastle sent a message wishing you a happy birthday too, Barbara.
Thank you, Amanda.
Amanda's lovely. All right, well, let's do this again, Barbara. You go off and enjoy your festival.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, talk to you next time. Bye. 1-300-800-222. Michael's in Campbelltown in South Australia. Hey, Michael.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. Is this your first night back,
is it? It is, yes.
Welcome back and Happy New Year, but seeing that we're almost at the end of January, I'll say happy next month.
Thank you. Yes, February, let's hope February's a nice month. Yeah.
How many people spell it wrong? Yep.
It's one of those things you got to learn it young, don't you, how to spell February?
I'm retired. I'm 70. And just enjoy retirement, you people that get bored. You know, see a bit of Australia.
Is that what you've been doing?
No.
Oh.
Not yet. But I'm going to have my first day at a charity shop next week as a volunteer. So they need some comedy down there, they said. So no joke.
So you're providing it.
Hey, I don't get paid. No.
Yeah. No, no, no. I said you're providing the comedy.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't get paid for it. No.
Well, that's volunteering for you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't expect money. I just expect a laugh. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. Who's the 2026 Australian of the Year, Michael?
Yeah, well, she reminds me of clothes pegs. So it's Catherine Bennell Pegg.
It is.
Two G's.
It is. Clothes peg. That is a good way to remember it, Michael. Catherine Bennell Pegg is indeed the Australian of the Year. Right. Would you like to stay in That Was the Week That Was? We've got more of Baby's First Words, and we also have the Royal Australian Mint's 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins.
Alphabetical $1 coins? What's that got to do with the alphabet?
Well, you'll find out when if you open the category.
I'll just stick to ABC. Yeah, what was the category again?
Okay, you can have baby's first words. That was the week that was, or you can have the coin one.
Let's stick to the week that was.
That was the week that was. Question 14, Michael. Which song by Olivia Dean topped the 2026 Triple J Hottest 100?
I don't listen to Triple J. I listen to ABC.
Yeah. It's a trick question, isn't it, to have on an ABC local radio quiz?
Triple J. And was it an Australian song, was it?
I can't tell you that.
No?
No.
I don't know, but if people are wondering what to do for 30 years, just turn the ABC on radio every day, all right? That's a good start.
I think that's an excellent start. All right. Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
Bye. Adrian, you may be semi-retired, but you've got your nose to the, nose to Triple J, obviously. Adrian's first in with the correct answer on this one. Right. Who is up next? next, I think, Brooke in Perth. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, doing well. Do you know which song by Olivia Dean topped the 2026 Triple J Hottest 100?
Brooke's just gone to the toilet. She's actually here, right. There you go. Here she comes walking down the stairs. Brooke, here you go.
Sorry.
Talk about timing, hey?
I don't know.
I know. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny. Hello, Brooke. Welcome to the challenge. Obviously, you've relieved yourself, so, you know, no stress now. We can relax.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, the question is, which song by Olivia Dean topped the 2026 Triple J Hottest 100?
The license, I Got My License?
It is not I Got My License, no. Sorry, Brooke.
That's okay.
Okay.
What was the answer?
Well, you'll find out. I can't tell you. Someone else has to get the answer. Perhaps it will be Mario from Lamia. Hey, Mario.
Hello.
Hi. Do you know which song by Olivia Dean topped the 2026 Triple J Hottest 100?
No, I don't.
Well.
I rang up for M52. I don't know the answer.
All right. Well, I'll let you go then, Mario. Thanks for playing.
All right. I didn't do well, but anyway.
There's always next time. All right. See you, Mario. Steve from Leicester.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. What's happening?
I'll just chill and listen to the quiz or the challenge.
Excellent. Excellent. You familiar with your Olivia Dean songs? Do you know which one topped the 2026 Hottest 100?
Now, I listen to the Hottest 100 on and off, and but I never got past number four. It was such a good song.
Do you know what number four was? It was that song Keith that we played
it
in New
indeed.
Music a few months ago.
I know, and like I've been plugging it ever since.
It's good fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's funny, and the videos are classic as well.
It is. All right, but that was number four. Which song was number one?
Was I actually voted for that as well?
So you're like a Renaissance ABC listener, Steve. You're listening to local radio. You're voting in the Hottest 100. Fingers in all the pies.
But I dislike every song after number four, so I haven't paid attention to them.
Oh, I see. All right, so the answer is you don't know.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, another time. See you, Steve.
Yes, we shall.
Okay, bye. Matt in Holland Park. Hey, Matt. Matt. Maybe Freya, if you could just check if Matt's there before I go back to him. In that case, I think the next cab off the rank is Mike from Oak Park. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Suzanne, how you doing?
Doing well. Do you know which song this was by Olivia Dean?
If I knew who Olivia Dean was, I might have a chance, but no. I'm just marvelling at how quickly you can lose your voice with Parkinson's. About 2 months ago, I had a full, I wouldn't have minded singing some of the songs, but now I'm down to about half an octave. Anyway. No. What's her name? Dean.
Olivia Dean.
Yeah. No, I even listened to Triple J today. I don't often do that. But no, I have to let it go. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right. We'll talk to you again soon. You look after yourself. Trying to see who's been waiting the longest. I think Kerry in Oakley South. Hello, Kerry.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you going?
Yeah, doing well. Any idea about this Olivia Dean song that topped the Triple J Hottest 100?
Never heard of her, actually, but I'm so disappointed listening to all these people talking about their retirement. Lawn bowls is the way to go, Suzanne. You walk into a lawn bowls club, you have 100 friends immediately. You're never lonely. And there's always something to be done or to do or to something, you know.
Mm. So did you take it up when you hit retirement, Kerry, or
no,
before that?
No, I started when I was 45. So when I was still working and I was in a job that I was fortunate enough to be able to schedule my playing, and I'd taken that up after I went from a very active sport. Well, I mean, bowls is still an active sport, but I mean, I was doing a extreme running, and I went into that when I was 45, and 20 years later, I'm still going strong with it and loving it. You get addicted,
and you, here you are evangelizing on the radio. So,
and I retired when I was 53.
Wow,
and all going well. So you know,
that's right. When in doubt, play lawn bowls.
That's it. But I've unfortunately never heard of this particular artist. So I was hoping someone would answer it before it got to me. But anyway, nice to hear your voice back radio. Thank you.
Thanks, Kerry. Yeah, Adrian says actually Olivia Dean had a few songs in the top 10. Yeah, I looked through the whole list today, Adrian. It's like Olivia Dean, blah, 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 Olivia Dean, blah, blah, blah. I hadn't heard of her actually. We were going to bring you some new music of hers. I think it was actually the weekend of the Bondi shootings. And so I had it all lined up to play for you, but we didn't get to play it that night. But she is absolutely hot. Doing incredibly well. I think she's British. Right. Who is Jeff in Toowoomba? You will be next. Hello, Sir Jeff.
Sir Jeff.
I don't know. I just thought you could do with a peerage.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right. It's possibly a one-off thing, so enjoy it while it lasts.
Well, I'm listening to you, but in the background on mute, I got the tennis going on at the same time. So,
God, what a contest, hey?
Oh, well, I had a haircut this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and on the TV we had the first game going on with Alcaraz and Medvedev.
Zverev.
Yeah, and got home and that was about 4 or 5 o'clock, and it was still going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right. Now, any ideas, Jeff, on the song by Olivia Dean that topped the 2026 Triple J Hottest 100?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I never heard of it, but we're all sitting around and having a barbecue, and we all never heard of her. But it was Man I Need.
Man I Need is correct, Jeff.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Well, glad it was discussed at the Barbie. Here's a little of it. Come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful. Whatever the type of talk it is, come on then. I got to know you're meant to be the man I need. There you go. I think it was Kerry just saying, you know, walk into a lawn bowls club and you'll make 100 friends. I mean, I think it's important to acknowledge someone just saying, look, it's the introverts who suffer, not the types who can walk into the bowls club and make 100 friends. Yeah, I would imagine it would be more challenging if, you know, you're sort of shy and introverted and find it more difficult to get out. So thank you for that text. All right, Jeff, what do you want to do now? We've got the coin category. We have more of baby's first words, and we have some more of That Was the Week That Was.
Can I ask a question? If I've gone with the coin category and I've gone to the cupboard and got the coin category out of my cupboard, can I still answer that or...
Oh, you've gone and got the coin collection, do you?
Well, between my dad and I, we both collected them, so.
Oh, all right. Well, look, I think, you know, I think it's fair. You're not Googling, are you?
No.
And besides, I think they're kind of quite easily guessable. So do you want to try the coins?
We'll have a guess. Yeah.
Yes.
As long as that's fair, I'm happy to try another category, actually, and leave it up.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, it's That Was the Week That Was or Baby's First Words?
Okay, we'll go That Was the Week That Was.
Okay, 15. Who's been announced as the new Australian ambassador to the US?
Oh, okay, I'm silly, aren't I? I've got no idea. I know Kevin Rudd resigned. I believe that's correct. Is that wrong? Or,
what's your answer?
Oh, I'll just say Kevin Rudd.
It is not Kevin Rudd. All right. Thanks. No. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay.
All okay. Right. Catch up with you another time. Shelley in Croydon. Hello, Shelley.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. Who's been announced as the new Australian ambassador to the US?
Yeah, I Greg Moriarty's replacing Kevin Rudd.
Greg Moriarty is correct, Shelley. You were paying attention.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay in that was the week that was? Or you could try the coins or baby's first words?
I think we'll stay in the same category.
Okay. Really. Question 16. What time did the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists set the doomsday clock to this week? So basically, how long until midnight?
Oh, I didn't hear about this one. I'll guess 5 minutes.
It is not 5 minutes to midnight.
Okay.
Thanks, Shelley.
Thanks, Suzanne. Bye.
Okay, bye. Gary in Tintinara. Hey, Gary.
Hi, how are you going this evening, Susan?
I am feeling well. Yes, Adrian in Bella Vista, you are correct. Gary, any ideas?
Can I just quickly say happy birthday to the lady that turned 80 and my granddaughter turned 1 yesterday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to your granddaughter. And there you go, Barb, some birthday wishes for you from Gary. Now, Gary, what time did the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists set the doomsday clock to this week?
I think it was 90 seconds.
Oh, you're pretty close, but you're not quite close enough.
Bye.
So, thanks, Gary.
No worries. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Nick in Queensland. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, well, what time did the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists set the doomsday clock to this week?
I'm pretty sure they shaved 4 seconds off it to 85 seconds.
It is 85 seconds to midnight, according to the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. Do you want to stay in that was the week that was? There's one more question. We've got baby's first words and we've got the Royal Australian Mint's 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins.
Yeah, may as well stay here and finish it off.
Well, let's hope. 17, who's been announced as the new captain of the Australian women's cricket team? Yeah, Nick, I suspect that you might be having a little bit of a Google there, so I'm going to move on to Angela from Bunbury. Hey, Angela.
Hello.
Angela, do you know who's been announced as the new captain of the Australian women's cricket team?
No, I don't think so. I'll just have a random guess. Alicia Healy?
No, I think she's the one who's retiring, I think. Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks, Angela.
Thank you.
Bye. Liz in Canipa Point.
Oh.
That's you.
Oh, hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Look, listen to the news all week and I just simply don't know this to my shame, so I'll pass this on.
Very well. Thanks, Liz. Who do we have next? I do have a couple of lines free, 1-300-800-222. Peter in Yamina Beach. Hello, Peter.
Hey, how you going? Mm. I have absolutely no idea about women's cricket, but thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening and thanks for calling. All right, see you, Peter. Oh, 1-300-800-222. Sean from Everton Park.
No.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
Oh, man, I mean, that's such a good song, though, isn't it? Yeah. And also, Keith, the song, do you know that's Barry Hall in the video clip?
I do. Which, yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. All right.
Do you know this one?
Now then, no, I don't.
No, I was watching the television. I saw it, but I did not take it in. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to bow out on this one.
Okay. No worries. Thanks, Sean. I'm sure we're going to get there sooner or later. Sammy in Barara Heights.
Oh, Suzanne, how was your holiday?
It was pretty spectacular, I have to say, Sammy. So thank you. Have you been?
I'm good. I've had a bad back, but still crocheting away. Burn was fantastic.
She is.
Oh, a legend. Yeah. I really wanted coins, but I do actually know the answer of this one.
Well, give us this and then you can have the coins.
I think I do.
Go
is
on.
It, Sophie Moulinet? Moulinet?
Yes, you are correct. I've got Moliner. So I think somewhere between us we've landed somewhere in the right pronunciation.
Mm.
Okay, Sammy. 18.
Coins.
We are coining it.
Yeah,
okay. In the Royal Australian Mint's 2021 series of alphabetical Australian $1 coins, what type of hat was used to represent A?
A cobra.
A cobra is correct. 19. C was represented by which chocolate bar?
Sherry Ripe.
See, these are pretty guessable, even if you don't know. 20. Which TV show was used to represent H?
That was Home and Away.
Home and Away. Yes, it was. 21. Look at you racing through this. M was represented by which drink?
M was, hang on, let me just go, Milo. I like it on ice cream, actually.
22. Which biscuit was used to represent tea?
Tim Tam.
There could only be one. Well done, Sammy. Look at you. Now we have to go to baby's first words. Question 23. Only ever met one man I wouldn't want to fight is the opening line of which 2005 film?
2005.
Yeah. Ever met one man I wouldn't want to fight.
Let's just go 2005. So we're talking,
come on, Sammy.
No clues. Oh, 2005. So my son was 4. I was busy looking after my son. What did I watch in 2005? I don't know.
No.
You know, I don't know. Any clue?
No, Sammy. I'm going to say goodbye. Rob in Carlingford.
No, you got me there.
That is a shame. We have Jake in Busselton. Hello, Jake.
How you going?
Well, now we're on question 23, so we're approaching the end here. Ever met one man I wouldn't want to fight is the opening line of which 2005 movie?
2005. Well, I'm a 92 baby, so a bit younger.
So you would have been a teenager.
$1 million baby.
$1 million baby is correct, Jake.
Oh, how's that? Yeah.
Because we're in the category of baby's first words.
Oh, here we go.
24. If you hate me after what I say, can't put it off any longer, are the opening lyrics of which 1975 song? So a little before your time.
Yeah, that's way before my time. I'll have to pass on that one. I wouldn't have a clue, actually.
Okay. Thanks very much, Jake.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Greg in Noosaville. Oh, no, Greg, your phone line sounds shocking. I think we might have to see how it's going and come back if we can. Maxine in Wyndham.
Hello.
Maxine, if you hate me after what I say, can't put it off any longer, are the opening lyrics of which 1975 song?
No. Can't help you. Sorry.
Thanks, Maxine.
Okay, bye.
Tale, is it in Blacktown or Tale?
Yep, Tale.
Hi, Tale. Do you know what the answer to this one is?
So
Sorry, can you repeat the question
yes.
for me, please?
The category is baby's first words. If you yes. hate me after what I say, can't put it off any longer, are the opening lyrics of which 1975 song?
Oh, God, no. Thank you for having me on, but no, I have no idea.
Thanks very much, Tale. Okay, I think, let's just quickly see. Greg, did we get you back on a better line?
Yes, you've got me back.
Do you know what the answer is?
No, I've got no idea. I'm not bad at 70s vintage music, but no, that doesn't ring a bell at all.
Oh, well, that is a pity. Okay, if anyone knows this one, we're nearly at the end. Can Jody in Tamworth answer this one for us? Hey, Jody.
Hello.
What do you think?
Is it baby, baby, don't get hooked on me?
No, that is not the song that I'm looking for.
Oh! No way!
I'm afraid not. Thanks, okay. Jody.
No worries.
Okay,
bye.
Lance in Adelaide.
Good morning, Suzanne. Long time no hear.
I know. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah. As soon as I heard the lyrics, I knew who sang it. But I'm trying to rack my brain. Think it's the Four Seasons song. Is that the right? Is it Four Seasons?
No. It's not the Four Seasons. No. Nope.
Ah.
No.
Where am I thinking of then? I had this down pat, I thought.
Everyone's rung up with great confidence about knowing the answer to this one.
Good. I'm beside myself now.
Right.
Well, that takes care of that. Sorry about that.
It does. Figuring out the name of it probably won't help you now.
No.
Sorry, Lance.
Sorry too. Yeah, no, thank you anyway. Nice try.
All right. We'll talk to you another time. Mandy from Canberra, do you think you have this one?
Well, I wondered if it was the Supremes, Baby Love.
Oh, no. No. Oh, lots of people have it on the SMS, but it is not Baby Love, no.
All right.
I will say goodbye to you too, Mandy. 1-300-800-222 if you are the person. I thought all our people who'd rung up during the news with great confidence were going to take that one away. Sam from Harvey, is this your era, this song?
Good morning, Suzanne. Welcome back.
Thank you. Now, do you want the question again?
Okay, please hear.
If you hate me after what I say, can't put it off any longer, are the opening lyrics of which 1975 song?
I'm going to have to guess. I'll say it's a Rolling Stones song of that Mother's Little Helper.
No. We're in the category of baby's first word, so it's got to have something to do with a baby. afraid not, Sam. Thank you. 1-300-800-222. Now, let's see. Bill in Rockingham. Hello, Bill.
Hi. Is it Sugar Baby Love?
No, it is not Sugar Baby Love.
Oh, dear.
No. You did, and I thank you for it. Kevin, what do you think it is?
I think it could be that Carpenter lady that was singing around about 75. Wasn't there?
No, that's not her either. That's not the song. Thanks, Kevin. Oh, dear. If you hate me after what I say, can't put it off any longer, are the opening lyrics of which 1975 song? Brian in New South Wales.
Hi.
What do you think it is, Brian?
Sorry for the Parkinson's voice, but this is a bit of trivia. I've got a fond memories of listening to the matches that Sedgman and McGregor played in the 50s when there was no limit on, no tiebreaker. And sets went to, I remember one match went to 28, 26.
Wow. Look, Brian, I do need to, I'm sorry, because I've got Andrew Romano waiting, so I need to crack on. Have you got an answer for this question?
No.
Oh, that's a pity. All right. Thank you, Brian. Jenny from Perth. Jenny.
Hello.
What's the song I'm looking for?
It's Bye Bye Baby.
It is Bye Bye Baby.
If you hate me after all I say,
can't put it off.
Yeah, it's the Bay City Rollers there, Jenny.
I was at Bay City Rollers tragic as a teenager.
That was your question. Okay, well, this puts you in the position to potentially take this thing out, Jenny.
Okay.
We remain in the category of baby's first words. All right, stop, collaborate, and listen. It's the opening line of which 1990 rap song?
Oh, now that one I have no idea.
Stop, collaborate and listen.
My genre. I'm
oh, that's a pity. All right, thank you, Jenny.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye. What about Tanya from Nan? Hey, Tanya.
Oh, hello, Suzanne, and welcome back.
Thank you.
What was the question, this last question?
The answer to the last one was Bye Bye Baby, Bay City Rollers. But this, what is the song that begins, stop, collaborate and listen?
Oh, dear, I don't know. Sorry.
Okay, thanks, Tanya. Maybe the people who knew the Bay City Rollers weren't the same people who would know this. Ray from Warner in Queensland.
Good evening.
Good evening. Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Oh, this is a wild guess, but I think it's Baby Got Back.
It's not Baby Got Back.
Ah,
okay. You were closer. You were closer than some of the others, I'll say that. Carlo from Perth.
Oh, look, I'm a Bay City Roller guy, so I'm going to say Baby Got Style, and I don't even know if that's a song.
I don't know if it's a song either. It's not the
same. It should be a song.
Should be. Baby Got Style. Yeah. But no. Thank you, Carlo. Honestly thought we'd have this wrapped up a couple of minutes after the news. Poor Andrew. He's listening to all of this. We'll get to you soon, Andrew. Haynes in Leederville. Hi, Haynes.
I'm Jonathan. Jonathan Haynes from Leederville.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Jonathan.
That's okay.
All right. Stop. Collaborate and listen. Ring any bells?
Yes. Ice, Ice Baby.
All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly, flow like a harpoon daily and night.
Yes, you are in fact the winner, Jonathan, of the Mighty Challenge.
Yeah!
Won it on Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. At least something good came of that song, for me anyway.
All right, let me pop you back on a hold there, Jonathan, and Freya will have a chat with you, grab your details, and then we will get you out your fridge magnet, one of the brand new 2026 fridge magnets, sage coloured, I'm calling them this year. If last year was terracotta, this year is sage.
ABC Listen, podcasts, radio, news, music and more.